Welcome back to the Practical Rambling Fathers Podcast. I'm Father Tate.
Father Brian.
And once more, we're going to continue with our meditations from St. Francis de Sales. Francis de Sales. Sorry.
Sales.
De Sales.
Not the Christian brother.
Yep, correct. And so this third meditation on is called the Gifts of God. So at this moment, please just close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Get into a comfortable position. Whether it be sitting, standing, or you laying down, just place yourself in the presence of God. Take deep breaths. Breathe in and breathe out. In the meantime, sign yourself the sign of the cross. And just ask God to be with you and to inspire your heart. Just close your eyes. Do the best you can to empty your thoughts. This meditation will be on the gifts of God. St. Francis de Sales has three things which we should consider about the gifts of God. One, consider the material gifts that God has given you. Your body and the means for its preservation. Your health, and all that maintains it. Your friends, and many helps. Consider too, how many persons more deserving than you are without these gifts. Some suffering in health or limb, others exposed to injury. Contempt and trouble. Or even sunk in poverty. While God has willed you to be better off. Once more, don't rush. Go slow with Jesus and converse with him. Allow those images of those people come to mind, one after the other. Number two, consider the mental gifts he has given you. Why are you not stupid, idiotic, insane, like many of you are? So what you have for translation? Again, God has favored you with a decent and suitable education, while many have grown up in utter ignorance. Once more, just be honest as those emotions and desires rise up. Right? Right? if it's anger or frustration at some of these words, it's okay. There's something pricking at your heart that God wants you to go deeper. Or if you feel so much shame or guilt, right? Allow the Lord to lead you to see past those things. Three, further consider his spiritual gifts. You are a child of his church. God has taught you to know himself from your youth. How often has he given you his sacraments? What aspirations and interior light? What reproofs he has given to lead you aright? How often he has forgiven you? How often you're a child of his church. God has taught you to know himself from your youth. How often has he given you his sacraments? What inspirations and interior light, what reproofs he has given to lead you aright? How often has he forgiven you? How often delivered from occasions of falling? What opportunities he has granted for your soul's progress? Dwell somewhat on the detail. See how loving and gracious God has been to you.
And affections and resolutions. Marvel at God's goodness. How good he has been to me. How abundant in mercy and plentitudinous in loving kindness. O my soul, be thou ever telling of the great things the Lord has done for thee. Again, marvel at your own ingratitude. What am I, Lord, that thou rememberest me? How unworthy am I? I have trodden thy mercies underfoot. I have abused thy grace and turning against thy very self. I have set the depths of my ingratitude against the depths of your grace and favor. Marveling at your own ingratitude, not judging your own ingratitude, just marveling at it. Kindle your thoughts of gratitude. O my soul, be no more so faithless and disloyal to thy mighty benefactor, God. How should not my whole soul serve the Lord, who has done such great things for me and in me? Go on, my daughter, to refrain from this or that material indulgence. Let your body be wholly the servant of God, who has done so much for it. Yet your soul to seek him by this or that devotive practice, suitable hitherto. Make diligent use of the means provided by the church to help you love God and to save your soul. Resolve to be constant in prayer and seeking the sacraments, in hearing God's word, and in obeying his inspirations and counsels.
Let's conclude by thanking God for the clear knowledge he has given you of his benefits and your own duty. Offer your heart and all its resolutions to him. Ask him to strengthen you to fulfill him faithfully by the merits of the death of his son. We lift up our hearts and voices by praying the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of our meditation. And we thank you for all the graces that you've given to us. Help us to gather and collect these spiritual bouquets, so we can always look back on the wondrous love you have for us. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us in this prayerful meditation. Oh, I jumped the gun. Let's talk about the graces. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, one of the graces for me, though, is learning to be thankful. It's so easy to fall into the trap of, I'm always asking for things from God. But do I really take the time to thank him for what he's given to me? So that was really powerful. When in the beginning, right? Everything that you've had is a gift from God. You have something that others want, and they're more deserving of it, you know. That made me very humble, and thanking God for all the things he's given to me, but also the spiritual things too. Like, I belong to a huge and awesome church. We have an amazing Father. Our God, the Most Holy Trinity, is the most powerful God in the world, and he's given us life through so much of the sacraments. That was good to step back and be like, holy smokes, I have a lot to be thankful for. No matter how bad life is, God continues to give us these beautiful gifts.
Nice. I always loved the
I remember when I was in seminary, the Lord keeps bringing me back to this, but do you remember Father Hiding? He's over in Fulda now.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he had something with his back, still does. Can't walk really.
Yeah.
Can't walk great. But anyways, I remember we were talking about gratitude early on in seminary and just being grateful, and it was like the first time I came in contact with the ability to walk and to speak. But to walk and like how easy it is for me to go up and downstairs and helping Father out going up and downstairs was always a humbling realization of just the gift of being able to move. And as I go to nursing homes and minds in different places and physical abilities in different places, just how grateful, because eventually all those gifts will be taken from me too. So and so just how grateful I am to have them and to be thankful for them. I always love the to marvel at your own ingratitude, but not to judge it, just to say how ungrateful I normally and typically am towards the Lord, and how I just marvel at the fact that I'm never thankful for most things, and I'm always trying to grasp for the next thing. I don't even recognize what I have. And then the mental gift, right? So the different gifts that He has given us mentally. One of the lies I had to come across all the time and still come across is that I'm dumb or that I'm stupid. And my spiritual director, while I was in major seminary, goes, "You're doing your master's in theology. You have a bachelor's in philosophy. Mm-hmm. You're not dumb." Mm-hmm. I was like, "No, I still believe I am, even though actually I'm not. I still believe I am." So the lie there. And then the spiritual gifts that the church has given us, with the real presence in the Eucharist and the real ability for our sins to be forgiven within the sacraments, that we can be with the Lord. In that, so those are different graces that I've had that keep kind of coming up. So resolve, I guess, would be to be able to be more grateful for the gifts that I do have and the relationships that I do have. So. Cool. Practical Rambling Fathers, Father Brian.
Father Tay, thanks for stopping by.
And our musical rendition out. Perfect.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. I got a tear in my eye from that one. It made me cry. 30 seconds of amazingness. Anyways. Stay holy, my friends. Catch you next time.